Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. King Grumbach is our guest, and we're celebrating his 17th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust. King Grumbach, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
It is. I can't get over it. I'm overwhelmed.
I can see that. I get that all the time. thanks for 17 great years and for being such an abiding supporter of all that we do and such a great resource for small businesses.
I appreciate that. I love small business. There's a ton of small businesses starting, too. I think that's great.
Yeah, finally, they're getting started back up again. All right, we left. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The Age Curve is Ken's book. Ken, give us your website, please.
It's kgcdirect.com.
All right, and you can find your books wherever books are sold, especially Amazon. Ken, you were telling us about the challenges that the death industry, you call it, I'm going to call it the funeral home folks, that are going to be getting into when the baby boomers get a little older and the death scenarios start reaching critical mass. And you were saying that the challenges are going to be where to put everybody. And you're saying there's going to be some new technology. Tell us about that.
Well, the new technology is forming now. In fact, there's one of them called Eco Legacy. What they do, they put you into a machine, or they put a body into a machine, and they freeze you to a point where you're so brittle that once they buffet you with air, your body turns to powder, about 10% of its body weight, and you can actually
I like that idea better than burning me.
Oh yeah. Well, then you have this powder that you could plant a tree in the powder, and I think that would be. Can you imagine everybody going to a funeral?
Well, what does that do to all those toxins you were talking about that we don't want in the aquifer?
It completely eliminates them.
Oh, it does?
Oh yeah. It's an amazing. I'm going to fly to Ireland to see it because I'm very interested in this, and I'm involved with the funeral industry. I just spoke to the funeral industry.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of work with it.
The technology is amazing. The body provides the energy to do this. It uses electricity to start, but that's it. And there's no gases whatsoever go into the atmosphere.
Wow!
So it's like the new thing, and it's huge and it's coming. And funerals will still be funerals. You'll still very much celebrate the death of
exactly.
your loved one.
Yeah.
But there are changes ahead, and they're big, and it's very, very exciting. I tell people that are in small businesses, I said, you want to get into a good business, you want to get out of the insurance business, you want to get out of agriculture, you want to get out of whatever you're in, wherever I'm speaking, I said, the funeral industry. And I always get to laugh, but then I can tell people are thinking.
Well, that one technology could change the whole a lot more than just what to do with the body, right?
It will change the whole infrastructure.
I mean, it's going to kind of open up an industry for a lot of new players, right?
Here's an example, just an example. When we had hardware stores, when the hardware stores were millions and millions of hardware stores across our land, and the baby boomers started buying houses and fixing up their houses and building houses, the hardware store should have flourished. But the hardware stores fell asleep with an old technology, and then along came Home Depot. Well, it's going to be a Home Depot of the death industry. There will be. Somebody's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's going. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was healthcare. And our current system of healthcare, as good as it is, and we really do have a good system, and it's getting better, and our method of payment is going to change. Everything's going to change about that. But when the boomers hit the system, we're going to max the system out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about it. See, the thing
and
that...
And we're probably going to live longer than our parents did.
We already are. I don't know about you. I'm 67 years old. I'm still buying hot rods, and I enjoy.
Well, but what I'm saying is that our lifestyle, we eat better. We probably don't, you know, with a lot lower percentage who smoke. And other than maybe some other bad lifestyle choices that our generation has been known for,
right?
Pretty much, I would say on. I mean, do you know the demographic numbers? I mean, I think we're just beyond the normal extension of age that one generation has over another. I think boomers are going to live longer than the GI generation.
Well, the boomers have already lived longer than the GI.
Which means we're going to have longer impact on the healthcare.
Fortunately for a lot of us, it's going to postpone the impact. Because if it happened suddenly, the GI generation was famous for retiring at 65 and dying at 67.
Right, that's right,
yeah.
Exactly right.
So the baby boomers, listen, I'm speaking to scientists again in Washington, D.C. In July, that have devised a medicine that they claim eventually is going to wipe out cancer.
Wow.
And that it will be routine for people to live to 120 years old, and not as old, decrepit people in rest homes, but as people playing golf.
I keep hearing stuff like that, but I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100.
You know what, Bill? Yeah,
living that long is one thing, and I'll tell you something else. It's you now, and your point about being that old and playing golf. Now that's a different story, but you know, at some point in time, the protoplasm just doesn't hold up.
Well,
right.
Yes and no. The cells that I talk to, it's a single dose system. They come up with, you know, they take your DNA.
So it's more than just getting rid of cancer. It gives you, it rejuvenates you, huh?
Unbelievably so.
Sign me up. I'll take some now. Tintail, right back with King Grabach. I'm Jim Blassie again. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.